This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is obviously more to this whole thing than just the straight economics of it. Natalia Antalava is in Crimea. She is with the BBC there. Natalia, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
Tell us, would you, first of all, what it's like day to day out on the streets? What's the public reaction to all of this that's going on?
Well, I think one way to describe it is that it's just extremely, extremely tense. There is a resemblance of normal life. There are people out in the streets, but all government buildings here have been taken over by the Russian soldiers. Crimea is a place with a very gentle ethnic balance. It's mostly Russian. 60% of the population are Russian. But the indigenous population of Crimea are Crimean Tatars. They're Muslim. And they're also Ukrainians, of course. And all these groups are really worried, and all of them are saying that the presence of Russian troops have inflamed tensions that have existed here but have been dormant for a really long time.
Are people doing what people do when things get tense and there's a lot of uncertainty? Are they stocking up? Have they stripped the stores of all the produce and all the canned goods and all that?
Well, the prices are going up. The fuel prices are going up. So I have spoken to quite a few people in the streets who are not working, who are worried about jobs. Lots of shops are closed. Some restaurants are closed. Not all of them, though. There are definitely economic fears. I was just talking to a Russian businessman here in Crimea who manufactures various goods and sells for export to Western Europe. And he's saying that his factory has basically stopped working. And he says a lot of businesses are no longer working. And he was saying this is going to be catastrophic because Crimea is a peninsula and it has been virtually sealed off.
Are people leaving? I mean, along those lines, are the highways crowded? Are the ports crowded?
Well, the ports have been taken over by the military ships. There is a very tense standoff in the port of Sevastopol right now between the Russian and Ukrainian military ships. I can't say that there is any sort of sign of mass exodus anywhere, but there is definitely a lot of nervousness. And I keep meeting men who are saying we're going to send our women and children away, but they're also saying that they will have to stay here in case they need to fight.
The basics, like fuel for cars, those kinds of things. Are there lines at gas stations?
No, there aren't any visible lines to gas stations. I mean, remember, this is only a few days old. The economic situation is expected to be worse. I think the biggest concern for people right now isn't even so much the economy. It's violence. I think this is a region on the edge. And everyone here, you can really feel this nervous tension. And the real fear is, as it has always happened in all post-Soviet conflicts, once the regular Russian army moves in, the irregulars come in. They are the Cossacks, people from the Caucasus, and they're the ones who stir up the trouble. And people are saying that they're already here.
Natalia Antalava with the BBC. We got her in Simferopol, the provincial capital of Crimea. Natalia, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.